The Voice America Business Channel is brought to you by Intercall, the worldwide conferencing leader. Check out easy and reliable conferencing solutions at www.intercall.com/radio.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Zoomed Leadership with your host, John Schmidt. This program will take you behind the scenes and deepen your understanding about the patterns and perspectives of leadership today. Now, here's your host, John Schmidt.
Well, hello. Welcome again, everyone, to this week's edition of Zoomed Leadership. I am your host, John Schmidt. And again, today, as every week, I'll be taking you out to the big picture, in to the up close and personal, and toward a world of desirable futures, those, as I like to say, rich with the essence of constant renewal. Well, we are getting started today after a rather glorious Easter weekend from our studio here in Florida. The weekend, I think, culminated the winter season here with world visitors from Europe, North and South America, and some from Asia, all reveling in the squeaky, clean, white sand. Well, I think on most of our beaches, other than the Panhandle, perhaps, which have a few tar balls still being resoiled from the Gulf spill. But for the most part, we've had visitors for many months here, pulled toward the natural beauty and the distinctive winter weather that showcases our marvelous locale, pulled to the water, pulled to the clean air and the cloudless blue skies, pulled here in Sarasota to the blend of environmental grace and cultural pleasure, to the music, to the theater, to the arts that combine with the coast to bring to life a simply splendid experience of life and living. And I must say, as we begin today, I use this word pull intentionally. Pull rather than pushed. It's a huge difference, a huge distinction, and one I think that's a backdrop for our show today. And this difference between push and pull, I think we've experienced perhaps individually in many ways. One way that it came to me, and I have seen it clearly in business and in the outer world of business, the tangible form, been in a particularly interesting dimension. It's been in the Toyota production system of all places, which is fundamentally built on a design that is all about pull. Pulled from the heart and the desire of customers rather than pushed on the public or as marketed by many companies like General Motors, where the company decides what it wants to make and it pushes it out for sale with little attention to the heart and soul or the real and true demand among ourselves, the valued customers. The push actually does work for many, but it is a distinction in a pull-based business design that is something else again. Pull-based in business, but that's the tangible world. And I think this push-pull distinction in the less tangible world is really where we are today. It is about our inner lives at large. It is appropriate relative to the home of our lives, so to speak, that calls so clearly to us. And the question is, are we listening? In the words of my guest today, the heart is where our home is. The heart is pulling us toward the truth. Whether it is the peel of the beaches and the winter cultural experience, the heart is pulling, whether it is the car that reflects the unique dimensions of our individual souls, or whether it is the pathway of our lives that's reflected in meaningful, joyous, ultimately fulfilling work. Our life is being pulled to its potential and possibilities. And my guest today, Tara Catherine Collins, is here, I think, to provide even more personal insights and experience into creating and sustaining a fulfilling and heart-centered life. And for those of you, many and most of you probably know of Tara, some of you don't. She is the best-selling author and originator of Essential Feng Shui. She is also the author of the inspirational book that I have so enjoyed in these recent months, The Three Sisters of the Tao, Essential Conversations with Chinese Medicine, I Ching, and Feng Shui. And for me, as we talk about leadership in this coming era of change and its call for deep understanding and wisdom, we can't lose sight of the fact that it must be underpinned by deep connection with the heart and an infused sense of love. And to me, Tara, in her work and her writing, has been speaking wonderfully to this and to the pull that underpins our lives. So with that, I can go on. Lots more to say about Tara for sure, but I will provide a distinction. She is the founder of the Western School of Feng Shui. Her body of work has been distinguished by all kinds of other writing, The Western Guide to Feng Shui, Room by Room, by Feng Shui for Romance, The Dance of the Heart, and The Home. I think her books are in demand. Millions of copies sold worldwide. Delighted to have Tara with us today. She's introduced to me by John Peterson, a frequent guest, and I am really happy. Tara, great to have you with us on Zoomed today.
Thank you, John. What a pleasure to be with you. And my goodness, I love how you brought right to the fore this idea of push versus pull, and how we can really build and refine and sculpt our lives around what is it that is pulling us from that deep, heart-centered space versus what is it that's pushing us from other influences. And certainly that has been a journey that I have taken and continue to take. I think it's a lifelong journey to listen to the heart and to be guided by the heart and to really allow our minds and our hearts to work like a beautiful couple. They'll be very much in sync. This is certainly not to deny the mind its place, but it's very much like a couple or lovers that are very much in deep harmony together when our minds and our hearts are working in such deep sync. And we revel in what occurs in our lives as a result of this unifying influence that can happen for all of us.
Well, that's really well said, Tara. And I have to say to you that it was a surprise as I started getting into your book to see and to feel pull coming out the way you have expressed it. But moreover, the personal side, I think, that you brought to life, that beyond the heady endeavor alone, the way you actually described in your own life, sort of your own evolution, your own contactfulness of what was the experience of push versus pull in your life as it started to open for you. And I'm wondering if that maybe you can say just a couple of things about that, Tara, because I think it's a personal story that's a useful one that most, if not all of us, can relate to about push versus pull. Maybe you can start there for us.
Oh, absolutely. You know, in discovering the art and science of feng shui, I had many amazing experiences happen that really put me in the fast lane of life. I was doing tremendous global traveling. I was writing as fast as I could and always being instructed to go a little faster. I was doing my very best to comply, and I found myself at some point in bed, very ill with something like a flu, and I had an epiphany that my entire life had become a push, and it had snuck up on me because the push was coming from what I had originally been so head over heels in love with, the subject called feng shui, which I still am very much in love with and very aligned with. However, the way in which it was manifesting in my life was that I was doing way too much and being not enough at all. I was not taking time to rest. I was not taking time to play. I would had become really a workaholic within the confines of a subject I adored. So it was an interesting combination that it took me really being sort of flattened into bed with a fever and I couldn't move to suddenly get it that, my God, I was not walking my talk at all anymore. I was absolutely way, way, way out of balance. And it really was a moment of seeing how push had snuck up on me and pull had, I had lost all sense of internal deep heart space pull. It had nothing to do with my heart anymore. It had everything to do with production. So, boy, did I decided to take a break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you, Terry, you know, I think so many of us can appreciate that, sort of this inner drive that's there at the same time, even though it's something we might love, the way that becomes all-consuming. And I know for me, even as I've moved back to Florida here in the last 18 months, the feeling of it, the feeling of being drawn back to some place that I deeply love and around the water and the passion of the beaches and the flow of the birds and the fish and the whole arena of it begins to sing in a way, and you really start talking about it in the book. I think there's a harmony and a harmonic that we begin to get in touch with.
Yes.
That starts to shift some of just this outward realm of doing that we all get caught up in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that whole, you know, that's something to really visit for all of us on a regular basis is, how is our life manifesting its balance between doing and being? And another way to sort that I love is, how am I balancing work, rest, and play? And work, rest, and play are, you know, work is very much a doing orientation, and rest is very much a being orientation, and play is sort of a mix of the two. And so if we are monitoring that and looking at that as something that's very important for us, we can maintain our balance by going, oh, wait a minute, I haven't been out in the world for a week. I'm way into being. Let's get out and do some stuff. Most of us, however, the opposite. We find that we're doing too much. We're working too much. We're playing. When we're playing hard. I mean, people think when they're doing a lot of their playful stuff that that's a being orientation. Not necessarily so. Certainly the feng shui clients that I work with, a lot of them are perpetually exhausted because they are not taking time to meditate, to be in nature, to watch the fish, to watch the birds, to let nature work them at this very deep and profound level.
Well, and I think that's really what I'd like to explore with you, because as you had your experience laying in bed of the desire and need to bring balance, to bring the harmony to life, you really started to see and to embrace and then translate into words, Tara, I thought, a beautiful description, and using language that may not be familiar with all of the audience that we have on Zoom, talking about the Tao and then the three sisters of the Tao, Chinese medicine, I Ching, and Feng Shui. And maybe we can, I know we've only got a short period of time, maybe only a minute here before our break, but maybe just introduce, because it's been the nature of your work, introduce feng shui, because some of our audience, actually, I hear the music in my ears, maybe we ought to hold that, Tara, because I'd like to get a sense of this so people get a sense of the richness of the world and the work that you're engaged in and how that comes to life. So maybe we can do that in a minute when we come back.
Perfect.
Perfect. Okay. Folks, we're here on Zoom. Tara Catherine Collins today. Our conversation in so many ways, but three sisters of the Tao, one dimension of it. We'll come back. We'll pick that up. We'll provide a description, provide an understanding of what that means. But moreover, what does the depth of the pull of the heart mean, and how does that play out in our leadership, in our lives, in our work, and in this era of extraordinary change we're living to? Come back in a minute here on Zoom. Thanks.
When it comes to business,
you'll find the experts here.
Voice America Business Network. The Zoomed Leadership Conversation today, as well as shows both past and upcoming, are intended to illuminate perspectives on the great transition in motion, the extraordinary era of change that is affecting all of our personal lives, our organizations, our communities, and our governing institutions. Big shifts are happening, and more are coming. Some can be foreseen, but many are outside current paradigms of thought. All, however, ultimately will be shaped by new and expanding forms of leadership, capable of holding the widest possible views and the deepest forms of interconnection. Join Zoomed host John Schmidt weekly as he rides the rising wave of intelligence, moving us all toward a world of immense potential, dynamism, and economic, social, and environmental renewal. Zoomed is sponsored in part by Avastone Consulting, a source point for development of leadership and organizational resilience and sustainability for the last 25 years. Find John and his colleagues at Avastone via avastoneconsulting.com.
It's all Arizona, all over the world. If you're a local Arizona high school sports fan, or if you're a transplanted fan somewhere else in the world, have we got a show for you. The first internet sports radio talk show focusing solely on high school sports is The Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely. Tune in to talk about your favorite teams, players, or coaches. It's 100% Arizona high school sports coverage and a little bit more. Tune in Mondays at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern, to the Voice America Sports Channel.
There's a course offered on Seventh Wave Network that you never saw offered in college. One that provides information on how to transform ancient wisdom teachings into everyday life. You'll learn how to create from your spirit and explore the world with all of your senses. Participation is encouraged. Enroll in Spirituality 101, the course you can't afford to miss, with your host, Reverend Norma. Classes in session every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon Pacific Time, in your favorite classroom, Seventh Wave Network.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're listening to Zoomed Leadership with your host, John Schmidt. For more information about John and our program, visit avastoneconsulting.com. That's A-V-A-S-T-O-N-E consulting.com. Now, back to Zoomed Leadership.
Okay, we are back on Zoomed on this beautiful Monday. I'm looking out at the bay at some stunning clouds, beautiful cumulus clouds, beautiful bright blue sky, stunning shimmering bay. Feels like an appropriate time to have the conversation we're in the midst of with Tara Catherine Collins, founder of Western School of Feng Shui, and the book that I suggested as we left our break, Three Sisters of the Tao, Essential Conversations with Chinese Medicine, I Ching, and Feng Shui. And Tara, maybe we can start, because not everybody might understand the nature of what we mean by the Tao, and maybe we can start there and start to tease it apart a little bit about the different threads here.
Yes, absolutely. Well, the Tao translates to mean literally the way. So the Tao, the way. The way being the way to either maintain or regain balance in life. And the Tao is really a collection of philosophical observations that have been made primarily in China over the last several thousand years. And so we have many Chinese philosophers who just simply observed how life unfolds and what are the enduring patterns. What does it take to create longevity? What does it take to create enduring harmony in culture, in households, in agriculture, etc.? And so the Tao has been applied to everything, the Tao of health, the Tao of leadership, the way. How, again, is it that we either sustain or regain harmony in these various aspects of life?
And it's interesting, you're making the East-West connection, and I think I've really appreciated that. But I was intentional about starting off talking about or even mentioning something as a hard side of a production system that does come out of a more Eastern tradition, that does come out of it. And part of the what's not been understood, Tara, about that is that there's a cultural underpinning and there's a thread of a harmonic about the human, about the nature of the human spirit as part of that, that those who have tried to put the Toyota production system in play in the West haven't gotten, and so it's been imbalanced. It's been technical and not, and so they've missed it. So I'm really, it's really an interesting interplay that I bring that up, but at the same point, by the same token, bring it to life here a little bit more, because I think what you've done is so well started to understand the way and bring it to life even more tangibly.
Well, when I wrote The Three Sisters of the Tao, it came from my personal experience of, first of all, becoming a dedicated student of the I Ching, and that is pronounced both I Ching and I Ching, depending on, you know, where you are in the world. But let's say I Ching for now. And the Tao, the I Ching basically captures the Tao of relationships, okay? So it's relationships, the relationship we have with ourselves, our own deep inner relationship, our relationships with each other, both on an intimate and maybe professional, you know, all the way out from our partners, our children, our colleagues, etc. Relationship with our communities, so it ripples out and out, relationship with the world, and of course relationship, interestingly, with the unseen world. So what kind of meaningful relationship have we set up with the idea of our own spiritual connections? So the I Ching is a book of transformations that comes out of China once again, and it is remarkably instructive on how to proceed through any sort of challenging time, because it is constantly bringing us back to looking at what quality of relationship do we have on whatever level we're challenged on. The keynote here, or the key word, is kindness. And kindness can sound like such a little, you know, big deal word, and yet when we start to apply the energetic of kindness, kindness to our employees, kindness to each other, kindness to ourselves, and we begin to take that on as a practice, it becomes extraordinary.
Interesting, then, in terms of the relationship, because it is part of the relationships, even in the, and I don't even want to get into the production system so much, but this, the tangibility of something like that and the nature of the relationships that can be absent and where that's been applied in the West, not understanding some of that. But you actually had a personal experience of this, and you describe in the book, Catherine, Tara, about becoming more clear about this personally as you're laying in bed, and even beyond that, I think, about the I Ching and about its relationship then as it emerged with Chinese medicine and feng shui. And that's where the Three Sisters of the Tao came from, isn't it?
Yes, and all three of these practices, feng shui, Chinese medicine, the I Ching, all of them were developed over a long period of time. They basically are the offspring of Taoist thought and Taoist practice. So Chinese medicine really holds in place the Tao of the body, or the way in which to sustain or regain harmony with our physical bodies. And her key word is, or that philosophy's key word, is tranquility. And if we go to a Chinese a medicine person, we go to somebody who's practicing that, one of their primary, main, and constant concerns is to either sustain or regain the harmony of a tranquil heart. So how do we do that? My goodness. Well, it's balanced lifestyle primarily, taking time to rest, taking time to really connect with our heart space and the deep meaning of life, whatever that is for us. And the I Ching, of course, is the Tao of relationships. So we take that tranquil heart and we apply it to all that we are relating to, both within ourselves and outside of ourselves in the world. And so that's all about relationship. And then feng shui is the Tao of environment, or the way to sustain or regain harmony with our external environments, our homes, our workplaces, the architecture of our communities, the way that we establish places for nature, places for man-made buildings, etc. So you take, it goes all the way from the deepest inner heart space that we all know is part of being human, through all relationships and into the outer world. So there's a whole rippling effect of harmony that occurs with these three sisters.
And it feels like what you're really pointing to is a ground, and out of that ground of the heart, there's a flow of who we are and the dimensions and qualities of love that pervade us that then flow outward in the relationship and outward in the world. I mean, is that sort of the ground that you're really describing as well, relative to the heart and the flow from that inner outer?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as we were talking about before, John, when we are able to connect our minds and our hearts together like a very beautiful couple working very harmoniously together, I mean, it's so beautiful because this Taoist orientation, it relates a lot to our relationship with ourselves and with the world being a lot like the relationship we have with a lover. Chinese medicine is bringing to mind and to heart for all of us that we are a combination of heavenly and earthly energies. We are a combination of both the seen and the unseen mysteries of life. And so if we can bring heaven and earth and all that that means to us personally into sync, into harmony within our own hearts, it's as if we have lovers living within our own hearts that then expands out. And this is something that even if we looked at how Toyota is doing business, if they're running a smooth machine and they're running great, very successful production, you have to know that there's a lot of heart involved with the success of production. Because if it is enduring and it is occurring with great success, that means that there is a level of kindness, a level of working in sync, both mind and heart together with all the people that are participating in creating that company.
But you've really described to me, because it's so easy to get trapped in the outer world of production, whether we're producing our own document or Toyota's producing a car, it's so easy to get stuck there with the cognitive, the mind-based view of the world and all of our attention of that that doesn't necessarily go in. And then the nature of the heart, and as you're describing, going deeply within like that, Tara, that's not part of the business conversation. I mean, we talk a little bit about the nature of having people motivated and the people that are coming to their best self and so forth. But what you're describing to me is what can be so absent, particularly in the West, is the lover inside that comes and flourishes in the production system itself, where an individual feels so excited, so inspired, and their human spirit comes to life in the work itself. It feels to me like we have a large gap at that.
Yes, I think you're right, and that's where each and every one of us who are privileged in many ways to live in the West, this is our challenge. This is where we're growing. This is our opportunity, is we have got the mind highly trained. It's now bringing heart into that. And so, you know, how does that manifest on a practical level besides a break room, you know, and giving people decent food in the cafeteria and all of those things? It's looking at every single way in which we're interrelating with each other and looking at really, really are we seriously and genuinely interested in the well-being of our employees or the well-being of our colleagues? Or are we just kind of doing our minimum just to get through that day and to, you know, pretend that everybody's having their needs met? It's really that heart level of connection. And, you know, we think, my goodness, how far out does that ripple out? Does it ripple out just to our own family, or does it ripple out to all the families that are involved in our business?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, you're bringing up to me, I'm hearing the music in the backdrop in my ears here, Tara. I know we're going into a break, but a couple of weeks ago I did a show that was really about the pandemic of hatred that I feel like we're experiencing in the world. We're feeling it here in so many ways, but it is devoid of that. That hatred is closing something down. And I'd like to get some perspectives when we come back about the nature of feng shui in the West and the nature of heart and the nature of how do we bring this to life and how do we connect the three sisters. They are naturally connected, but I'd love to do that. Folks, when we come back, let's continue with Tara and our conversation. We're really talking about the pull that comes from deep within. Take a break. Come back in just a few moments. Thanks.
Stop.
stocks, bonds, investment opportunities, financial news, and talk. We can help. Call us now toll-free, 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Zoomed Leadership is sponsored in part by Cosmos Journal, the journal for world citizens creating the new civilization. More than just a publication, Cosmos is committed to informing, inspiring, and engaging the world in the transition to an emerging, sustainable, just, and compassionate global culture and civilization that works for all. For over 10 years, Cosmos has been a leading voice that tracks the deep systemic transformations already occurring at the margins of society as our institutions prove unable to serve the needs of the times. Published twice a year in print and digital, Cosmos includes leading-edge articles from social change leaders on the global commons, people power, global governance, new economics, collective intelligence, and cultivating the self. The impact of these paradigm-changing ideas is enhanced through stunning visuals and photographic stories that motivate to action. Start exploring Cosmos Journal and continue opening your perspectives about leadership and the emerging great transition at cosmosjournal.org. Join the Cosmos leaders of change and make a difference today. These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
You're listening to Zoomed Leadership with your host, John Schmidt. For more information about John and our program, visit avastoneconsulting.com. That's A-V-A-S-T-O-N-E consulting.com. Now, back to Zoomed Leadership.
Okay, we're back on this Monday again with Tara Catherine Collins. We are really talking about, I think, a balance in our lives. But I think on break, we were actually even, Tara and I were just talking about the nature of where we are and in this era of change that we're living into, that the waking up, so to speak, and really coming more in contact with this dimension of harmony and balance and what we might be able to do by bridging the gap from our outer world to our inner world and bringing the three sisters of the Tao alive might be appropriate to do it before we get into really even tougher times than we're experiencing. Maybe you can say a little bit more about that, Tara, as we were picking up on it. It seems to me time is of the essence here.
Well, certainly my observation is that we can reestablish balance by kicking and screaming and having perhaps huge loss in our lives before we sort of wake up enough to begin to balance our lives. Or we can do it without trauma. We can do it without huge loss. And I think that's a lot of why we're having this conversation today, John, is to give people an opportunity to take a look while their families are still intact, while their health is still intact, while their homes are still intact, and see what they can do to refine and sculpt a greater balance in their lives. And as we were saying before, it's looking at the balance between being and doing, doing and non-doing, resting, working, and playing, and bringing these various heart and mind aspects of self into such harmony that it feels like a very beautiful flow that we might find with two people who are very much in sync and in love with each other. And I love that. I come back to that again, but, you know, life, according to the Tao, is meant to be a love affair between the mind and the heart and a total in-synchedness. And so if we're not feeling that, where is it that we could get in there? Just like if we were doing counseling with a couple, where can we get in there and bring the mind and the heart more in harmony with each other? That is what's going to create enduring, happy, successful patterns in our lives. And again, the Tao is all about, it's really a study of how to sustain or regain harmony. It's a study of how to create enduring life patterns and how to create longevity. And these were very serious studies. This is not something like, oh, yeah, well, let's make sure we're not doing too much. No, if we're doing too much, we are straining the heart. We are straining all systems, and that will begin to compromise or jeopardize our longevity and any enduring patterns we're hoping to enjoy.
So let's get to the body of your work. I know that really sort of launched you into this feng shui, and maybe say a little bit more about that, because in the West there's a tendency to be very mind-based and not so much heart-centered. And maybe you can describe a little bit sort of the practicality and the tangible side of that, the outward expression, the way the heart can live. But what is it about balancing in our lives and the environment that we might do to use that as an impetus for this movement?
Well, feng shui is the study of how to enhance our environments to bring balance into our lives, or how to arrange our environments to enhance our lives. So it's bridging an apparent gap between our external environment and the quality of our lives. And in the Western world, in many instances, people consider their external environments to be just stuff. You know, it's your furniture, it's your home, it's your whatever, it's your stuff. In feng shui, it's considered all to be alive, and it's alive with the associations that we have with it. So when we're looking at the feng shui of our homes, we're looking at how our own inner environment, our own inner selves, is manifesting outside of ourselves. And so every single thing that we surround ourselves with has a story, has an association with it. So feng shui is going to bring us to a whole new understanding of ourselves if we can read what it's saying. One of the basic tenets of feng shui is to live with what you love. To live with what you love and let the rest go, because when I'm living with things that have only happy things or positive things to say to me, it's like a constant harmonic that's going from the inner world of self into the outer world of self. Every single thing in our external environment is considered alive in the when we look through feng shui eyes.
And so then it would be unique for each one of us in terms of that environment that we would create, and it might be then a collective wisdom that comes out of an organization that's creating the environment there that helps us provide the kind of impact and the tangible form in the world, but it's recognizing what really does sing in the heart versus the stuff that lays around for other reasons.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the word that you use, unique, is key in feng shui. Absolutely key, because there is no one right way to set up any environment. And feng shui is full of guidelines, but there are no hard and fast rules, because it's the uniqueness of John, the uniqueness of Tara, the uniqueness of any of our listeners, who are that uniqueness is what's going to parlay with the environment, harmonize with the environment to create an environment that is singing, that's absolutely in perfect harmony with each individual. And so, you know, there's people who are collectors who are going to have a lot of things that they love around them. There are people who are not collectors who will have far fewer things that they love around them. The whole point is to create external harmony so that internal harmony is completely supported and furthered. That internal harmony will then roll out or ripple out, and so there is this beautiful inner-outer dance. And once again, we have the dance of heart and home, we have the dance of inner and outer, we have the dance of heart and mind. So what I find with clients with feng shui is it's a huge aha. It's a huge shift for them to realize their stuff is not inanimate. It's animate.
Yeah.
It's alive.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're really describing that. I feel like the transition personally, as I have transitioned here to Florida and the living environment, is one that I became very attuned to. And that's one of the things that really struck me in your book, Tara, is the way you describe that. Without knowing it, I started to really tune into those things that really felt like they resonated with me uniquely. And the way that maybe even my unique gifts then play out in the forms that come into the world. That felt like that was an important move in a way that really provided even a solidity and a ground that started to even open up deeper recognitions. Is that really what you're talking about?
Very much so. Very much so that when we begin to get that dance smooth and gracious between our inner uniqueness and how our environment is manifesting, and through our inner uniqueness and how our relationships are manifesting, and through our inner uniqueness and how our body's health and well-being and vitality is manifesting, this is the conversation of the Three Sisters of the Tao, is creating all of these beautiful aspects to be in harmony, and it's taking into consideration the whole being of each human being. It's not just about the external. It's not just about the mind. It's the wholeness of us. And I love that, because we're no longer divorcing ourselves from certain aspects of life. It is a hugely inclusive study rather than a segmenting, tearing apart, exclusive study. And so the more we can look at this inclusiveness and embrace the inclusiveness. There's nothing that's more important than anything else. Everything is equal in its moment, in its contribution to our lives. So, you know, if we went all the way to production, as a feng shui person, I might walk into a company and say, let me see where it is that people take their breaks. Okay, is it down in the basement under fluorescent lighting with no view, and it's too warm or it's too cold and there's nothing that's beautiful in the space? Is that going to nourish that person while they're then getting prepared to go back to work and help you for the next 4 hours? Probably not as much as a room. And doesn't this make sense? Isn't this just common sense? A room that actually has a window that might be looking out on some sort of beautiful thing, or at least has art that's lovely to look at, has lighting that's pleasant, has some sort of maybe some music or things that are going to nourish and replenish people while they're taking that break before they go back and, of course, you know, do something that is going to further your company. And even though this is so common sense, I can't tell you how many companies I have been in where this is a missing. This is a complete missing. The employees have just been relegated to the worst part of the building to take their breaks.
Yeah, you know, Tara, I think you're really describing some of the difference that you're going to find between the production systems that we've seen, and we've seen Toyota production system, and I'll just talk about that system and that design, because it's really bringing a sense of balance and harmony and an engagement of the human spirit into play intentionally in the design, and not separating the technical outer form from the inner flow of the dance of our own lives and contribution and work. And it's that interplay and that harmonic that you're describing here so well. But I hear the music in my ears, and I'd like to optimize time on the last segment, because I'd like to go back to this a little bit more, Tara, about the nature of relationships. And in a world that we're experiencing right now, where we're so polarized, we've got people who are not being inclusive, we're really pushing our arms against the Democrats, are pushing against the Republicans, we're seeing the conservatives and the progressives, we're seeing this less than harmonic. I'd like to get your thoughts about that. But moreover, in a world when we can't change all that, what do we do? And that's what we'd like to get to when we come back here in a moment, folks. Last segment, Tara Catherine Collins and our discussion about the path and the pull of the heart. Come back in a moment. Thanks.
up-to-date business and financial news. Call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790.
The experts are here.
Voice America Business Network.
Tune in every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time for The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. On the show, Aldana and some of today's top business professionals will discuss some of today's most pressing business issues that hold you, the business owner, back. Aldana will also give you 21 ways to grow with her list of growth strategies. Grow smart, grow profit, and grow your business with Aldana Ambler and The Growth Strategist every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on The Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Think of the world 50 years ago. Now think of this same world and how it'll be 50 years from now. Did you know that if the world's population continues to grow at its current rate, our children and grandchildren will only have 25% of the resources per capita that our parents and grandparents had? We must preserve the foundation of a quality standard of living. That foundation starts with Go Green Radio. Join your host, Jill Buck, for Go Green Radio every Friday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Voice America.
Voice America Business Network. The bottom line in business.
You're listening to Zoom Leadership with your host, John Schmidt. For more information about John and our program, visit avastoneconsulting.com. That's A-V-A-S-T-O-N-E consulting.com. Now, back to Zoomed Leadership.
Okay, last segment today, Three Sisters of the Tao, Essential Conversations with Chinese Medicine, I Ching, Feng Shui. We have with us Tara Catherine Collins. You can actually do a Google search and find her, find the books, find the conversation at large, and I think you'll be enriched by it. Don't want to lose that. But Tara, as we were going into break, I was really suggesting that we're in a rather polarized world, and in this nature of relationships that we're talking about, this inner to the outer and form. Maybe start with some observations. What's your sense of it? What are you seeing in relation to the polarity that I'm describing in Congress, Democrats, Republicans, all of that?
Well, this is the territory of the I Ching, and I certainly invite any listener to take some time to investigate the wisdom that the I Ching brings to all of us. You know, when we see a polarized world and we see warring factions and we see people mudslinging and all of that good stuff, the I Ching is going to be the first body of knowledge to say, look within yourself and see where you're doing that in your own internal world. We are really always given the opportunity to clean up our own oil spill within, to clean up our own warring factions within, to bring more harmony into our inner lives between our hearts and our minds, between our sense of our own heaven and our own earth, and to embrace ourselves more and more as whole beings who are ultimately in our true selves lovers and not warriors. And when we see warrior behavior, it's because there is something within all of us that we're still balancing. And so each and every one of us is just like cells in the body. Each cell is responsible for maintaining or sustaining its own harmony. So our work is really begins as individuals, and a deep inquiry, deep sea diving, S-E-E, deep sea diving into our own inner beings to see where it is that we are warring with ourselves, and where is it that we've polarized, and to begin to bring the lover back to who it is we truly are rather than the warrior.
Well, so the inquiry, that's a part of the conversation we've had on Zoomed, bringing this deeper sense of inquiry, this deeper beingness, certainly is the foundation and ground. And within that, and amidst that process and what we're doing it with it, we are living in the world. and people are actually engaged then in seeing what's happening, seeing the polarities. So one piece of it, Catherine, or Tara, is to actually look at ourselves and do that inquiry. But then how and what forms might our leadership take individually, in our family, in our community, in our workplace, in our state? What forms might those take, and how might we then approach it to bring the three sisters of the Tao really into interplay in the world?
Well, you know, as we have already talked about, that the key word the offering of the I Ching is kindness. And so we start with kindness with ourselves, kindness within our family units, kindness within our neighborhood, our community. And you know, we could look at one of our famous past leaders. Gandhi was a great example of changing worlds through peaceful action. And if we wanted to all sort of embrace a little bit of that, that would be wonderful for all of us to look to see how we can, rather than react and be pushed, as we were talking about before, into reaction, how we are pulled into true self-response. You know, the Taoist idea here is that we are all born lovers. We are not born warriors. We learn to be a warrior. We are not born being that. And so really what we're doing is we're peeling away the layers of learning that and reacting that have come to us through our culture back to the true self. And the true self is showing up as knowing that we're all in it together. We're all cells in a single body called planet Earth at this time. And best we work well together rather than like groups of cancerous cells, which are not working well together. So we want to have a healthy body. We want to have long, enduring, harmonious lives. And the way that we do that is to embrace kindness however we can, wherever we can, both inside and outside.
You know, it sounds as well, Tara, as what you're describing, is a little like getting outside the matrix of that inner drive that comes out of our ego and the henchmen that go along with our ego to judge and to drive and to push. And it's to get outside of that and to get outside of the cultural influences and begin to get fresh about a deeper sense of truth.
Yes.
That's what I'm hearing. Yes. Say some more about that, because that feels very true in what you're saying.
Well, you brought up the word ego, and that is really something for all of us to sit down and really look inside to see where is it that our own individual ideas of things have become such that we are intolerant of other possibilities, other ideas, and look to see where we have polarized within ourselves. Really, one of the things that the I Ching does for all of us is to awaken us again to our own humbleness, to the fact that we live in a sea of mystery. We do not know, honestly, we do not know from one moment to the next what exactly is going to happen. If we think we do, then we've sort of made that up, and that we are really just extraordinarily mysterious beings who have appeared and who are doing our best to experience the life from the aspect of love and joy and harmony and, you know, the deep relationships that we get to have with each other, and move through the mystery together, helping each other from an open heart and an open mind.
Well, and so what I'm hearing, putting the words together and connecting the dots, I think, what I'm hearing is a transforming kind of a tranquility that brings in sort of new habits, new life, new habitats, all coming together outside the matrix to begin to get a more authentic connection with our own life and an authentic realization in the world. And maybe I'll leave it back to you. We've probably got about 30 seconds left here, Tara, but final thoughts on that as we go. I love that we've had this conversation today.
You know, one of the things that really strikes me is for us to develop an inner life, a lover orientation with ourselves that's as deep within as it is rich without, that our inner life and our outer life become very, very rich and interconnected.
Wonderfully put, Tara. And if that were a guide to us in terms of our leadership, engaging the world at whatever we do it, it seems to me you're right on track and really a harmonic with our conversation that we've been having here on Zoom. Again, Tara, lovely to have you on. Love to continue this conversation over time. I point people to your books, Three Sisters of the Tao, As Only One, and To the Nature of the Community. I know that surround you, thousands of people engage with you. Thank you again for joining us on Zoom today.
Thank you, John.
Great. And folks, we'll continue the conversation at the big picture about the financial systems, about the three E's, about the world that's emerging, about the nature of change, the intersection with the deeper realm that Tara is describing today, our place in it, how it forms, how we get outside the matrix, how we actually embrace the true nature of our being and our potential. That's the conversation on Zoomed. Join us again next week. Have a great week, folks. And as always, enjoy.
Thank you again for listening to Zoomed Leadership with host John Schmidt. Please be sure to join us again next Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel. And have a terrific week.